Hello, listeners. Welcome to Sound and Silence, a podcast giving voice to sound and the somewhat silence in between. As always, I'm your host, Sean Penalber, and today I have with me...
Rahul Rao.
Rahul Rao.
Hi, Sean.
Thanks for being on.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you asking me. I haven't done a podcast in a while. I haven't performed in a while, so it's like weird to be out here.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, getting back into things.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll start things off. What is your experience with sound?
I suppose I've always enjoyed sound from birth till now. I'm not opposed to sounds. Sounds are generally pretty cool. Sounds arranged in a way to make them sound more interesting are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's music.
Yeah.
I guess I really like music, I guess. But that's perhaps... less true the older I get, because this has been an ongoing sort of obsession, but like I listen to a lot of noise music. I make noise music.
Yeah.
I'm friends with a lot of weird noise musicians, and that stuff I would say would, I mean, even the genre title alone obviously like infers that it's not music in the same way.
Yeah.
But it's still a wonderful, crazy, weird sound turned up to like whatever degree that you want it to be. Sometimes
yeah.
Noise music is very sort of moody, ambient, right? Or maybe it just requires some good headphones to really listen in to like the small little things that's happening. Or it's just like an abrasive, harsh noise Merzbow wall. But that's cool. Like either of those are interesting. And
yeah,
like,
it's creating sound. You know, it's making it exist, even if it's like. Like, I would argue that noise music is us talking right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if we were to classify that even further, we could call it audio verite. And that would be, I mean, technically, this is not audio verite because it's not being recorded surreptitiously. But if we were to just, like, I mean, you've done this before on many of your Who to Thunk albums. You just, like, ambient mic loop some stuff.
Yeah.
Or just, like, you go out and you field record things. And that is audio verite for sure. That's you just taking something and getting something out of the world. Maybe it's, like, some random conversation bit that you hear. Or maybe a piece of metal is hitting a fence in the right way that you just want it to. And, I mean, perhaps more... I suppose rhythmically inclined folks would then take those samples and try to like make it into a beat. But then there's also just enough beauty in like having that extended sound play out in its entirety, or just like, you know, on a very sort of simple level, rain sounds, nature sounds, and just having those play in like different capacities. And it adds a certain element to stuff that you wouldn't normally get, and that shit's cool.
You kind of answered it already in that question, but what is your experience with music, if you want to further...
Oh, I guess I've played music for most of my life, in varying capacities. Sometimes with instruments, sometimes with electronics, mostly with electronics and stuff nowadays. I've played in a variety of weird bands. Maybe not too weird, but, like, some of them are really goofy. My personal stuff is perhaps a little less goofy, but still,
non-traditional.
Yeah, I'm pretty tongue-in-cheek about stuff. I'm not trying to not be funny, but I do take it a little bit more seriously than other things. But like, it's also weird too, just because I haven't performed in over a year and a half at this point.
I know what you mean.
I sort of don't remember what it's like. I mean, I remember, and I know I could do it if I was asked to do it, but yeah.
It's a different feeling. It's a different...
Yep.
Being rusty.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, my chops are fucking ruined in any capacity, but whatever. Who cares? I'll get them back.
Yeah, and even if you don't, like, you're still an evolving artist, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're just making noise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it is that, though I like to think I'm a little bit more structured than like a noise artist.
I agree.
But okay,
You make some fat beats.
I sure do. Thank you.
What does sound mean to you?
Outside of the textbook definition, nothing. Like, that's the most accurate thing it could mean, is the textbook definition of sound. Hold up, I'm going to look it up just for audience clarification.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I want to make sure... Oh, what's that? All right. Sound. Vibrations that travel through the air or another medium and can be heard when they reach a person or animal's ear. The other definition is sound produced by continuous and regular vibrations, as opposed to noise. See, we're getting back into it already. But yeah, that's it. Like, I think that's the most accurate description of sound, what sound is. Now, what sound is to a person, I guess, was probably a bit more subjective, but, like, I think the real subjective element is what sounds are most appealing to a person.
Yeah. The experiencer.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in the definition, mm-hmm. I think that's fascinating that they clarify something that a person or animal hears. That they, like, so is that basically saying that, like, it's not a sound if nothing is hearing it? Like, you know, like, kind of the, if a tree falls down in the woods, does
yeah, make a sound? Like, does it make a sound? I mean, so yes, it does, because air, obviously,
it's still a vibration
everywhere. Yeah, yeah, but it's just not heard by us. But, again, if animals can hear it, yeah. And that's the other thing, too. Animals have a much different range of hearing than humans.
Yeah.
So, like, a song designed for animals that gets animals pumped up could probably be played at a frequency that we couldn't hear.
But also, like... something I stumbled or I learned about in a lecture recently is something called a visual microphone. And so objects, even though they can't, listen like we are, you know, and respond to these things, they still are interacting with the sound. And if you were to, like, point a camera at an object and basically played a song, there's a way now with this visual microphone that you can re-extract that sound out of that object.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And so, like, who's to say that these objects can't hear, you know? Because, yeah, like, technically they are. They're still being affected by that sound and taking mm-hmm. it in a way.
If we were to take it purely as just, like, vibrations rather than vibrations through air, certainly I could see that. I mean, there's also those people who have cut sections of tree trunks off and then played them on a record.
Player, yeah.
Yeah. Which is like, okay, so some of that stuff that we value in a musical sense is kind of recreated in nature already.
Yeah. And another, I don't know if you know Meredith Nudo, she pointed out on, she talked about on the podcast about how she considers sign language a sound.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's a sound in a perhaps a non-normative way. Though that's not to say that, like, deaf people aren't normal. And I hesitate to use the phrase, obviously. But, like, it is sound. Because even the symbols of sign language have an inferred sound and meaning. And there is slang and there is inflection in sign language.
Yeah.
So, obviously, stuff like that will translate regardless of whether or not you can actually hear. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would wholly agree with that sentiment. Shouts out to you, Meredith.
So what does music mean to you?
Sound arranged in a pleasant way.
What do you hear right now?
After you asking me the question, wind, cars in the distance, because we're in parking lot. Shouts out to Coral Sword, hey, LGS, MTG, come on Sundays. Just the general sounds of traffic. Being sort of near a major thoroughfare, but also being in a neighborhood. So, occasionally you get, like, a wild spurt of a car revving, because a main thoroughfare is only, like, a couple blocks away. But still, quiet enough to where it's just like, oh, fun in the distance. Someone's enjoying themselves yeah. away from me.
Make a sound. Make sounds.
Put that thing that I just did on, like, a multi-track. I'm going to ask you to edit this, Sean. Put that thing I just did with, like, multiple tracks and pitch up one and pitch down the other.
Yeah, that's, I like that.
Make
a sound that you believe only you could produce.
So the same sound that I just did with the pitch shifting and all that, just do that again, but then like extend it, like do the time dilation.
Yeah, I can do that.
And just extend that out.
I love doing that stuff.
Because it is a sound that I can make, but then I'm also making it by using an digital audio workstation to do the thing I want.
And also externally through me.
Yeah, there you go.
That's legit. I love art like that. This is going to be a cool episode. Make a cool sound.
Oh, man. Okay, so take that sound that we previously just worked on. Sean, I want you to put it in a... use that as, like, the... Real music nerds will know this, but you can look it up. Use it like the Beethoven thing... and, like, make that into, like, a little beat. Put that on a Hoota Thunk track. Make a Hoota Thunk.
Well, all of these sounds will... on the end of the episode, that's what I do.
Okay, well, then that track that you're going to make with the sound I just made is going to be the coolest thing that I've ever made.
Make a not cool sound. But I need some sounds for that track.
Okay. A not cool sound. Okay. I'm very disappointed in you.
Sing a note.
All right, we'll go F in bass clef or C in regular clef.
Sing a high-pitched note.
All right, we're going to go high F.
And a low pitch?
All right, low pitch F.
Sing what you think is a B-flat. Sing a number of notes.
Seven.
Improvise a lyricless song. Name something that makes a sound.
Windows.
Make that sound.
Glass shattering. Do the put the Stone Cold Steve Austin shattered glass sound effect in there.
What is a sound that you enjoy?
Man, that Stone Cold Steve Austin shattered glass. Ooh, you cannot hear that and then the initial fucking and like not fucking want to just like pound a bunch of brews and go fight someone. I'd do it. I'd do it right now.
I know what you mean. What is a sound that bothers you?
Oh, man. The sound of being interrupted.
Oh, man, yeah, I know what you mean. Drum on something.
Okay.
Can you beatbox? Imitate flatulence.
That's a dirty Starbucks day.
Make an animal call. Manipulate your voice. Imitate, mimic someone without revealing who it is.
Let's say, hypothetically, that I were to impersonate someone. Now, for the sake of argument, if I were to impersonate them, would I try to make sure that it didn't really sound like them, or would I hypothetically make sure that it sounded as much like them as possible? I just want to know the answers.
Name an instrument.
Trombone.
Become that instrument. All right, now we're going to sit in silence for 1 minute.
Okay. Okay, so I'm not starting now, but can I drink my drink and, like, live my life? Is that...
Yeah. You're just not going to talk.
All right, dope. Starting now.
What did you hear and experience?
The answer to that is the same answer to the question of what sound do you hear right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, I mean, yeah, it's all the similar sounds. Can you name an onomatopoeia?
Bang.
All right, now clap. Snap. Whistle. Stomp. Is there a significant sound that you can remember from the past?
Oh, man. Usually it's associated with words and phrases.
Yeah.
But... a thud.
Do you want to go into more specifics or just that?
I think we'll leave it up to interpretation.
Yeah. Hum the first song that you can think of.
Oh, man.
What song is that?
It's song SpongeBob by Billy Woods.
Is it in the show or is it just called SpongeBob?
No, the song is called SpongeBob because the hook is SpongeBob, the whole operation is underwater.
Can you remember the first song that stood out to you?
Stood out to me? Man, okay. So this is a twofer. The very first two CDs I ever owned as a child growing up was NSYNC's No Strings Attached.
Wow.
And Rage Against the Machine, The Battle for Los Angeles.
Oh my gosh, what a dichotomy.
My dad got me the NSYNC album. My brother got me the Rage Against the Machine album. And, my dad just picked it up for me because it was like, this is cool, this is fun, this is what all the kids are into. I'm like, okay, I get it. My brother was cool enough to let me, he took me to Best Buy and let me pick out any CD I wanted. And I picked that one. It was either going to be that CD or a Korn CD. And I like Korn. I have a soft spot for them, but like...
I think you made the better choice.
I sure did. So, I would say, I mean, all the songs on that fucking album were like... super good to me. I still think that album holds up fucking so well. But there's a song, fucking Calm Like a Bomb. That song's fucking great. Mm-hmm. It's super good. Zach's rapping is fucking awesome. Tom Morello's guitar playing is fucking super cool, but he does a guitar solo near the end of it that is just fucking... It's real simple, but it, like, man, sets the fucking mood so well. And
yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
It's so good. Like, I can listen to that fucking solo on loop forever. And it's, like, it's just some weird, like, pitch harmonic bullshit, but it's fucking cool. It's so cool.
What sound do you think you hear the most?
Clicking.
What is the sound you think of a lot?
Sex. Sex sounds.
Yeah.
A variety of them. I cannot simply pin one down.
Is there a jingle or a song that gets stuck in your head a lot?
I mean, there's the classics, fucking J.G. Wentworth, hitting out here. there's the General. All the General, the original fucking General ads.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Fucking... All the furniture stores. You got the fucking... Galley Furniture Saves You Money. That's a fact, Jack. Then, of course, fucking, we're low prices leave. Yeah.
Exclusive furniture.
Yeah. Love it. But a jingle. It's from a video game. But it's very silly. It's from a game called The Outer Worlds, and it's just like at a vending machine. It's not the best choice. It's Spacer's Choice. And it plays every time you go to a Spacer's Choice vending machine. It's pretty catchy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
I love when video games have, like, either catchy... Because you're playing the game for a set amount of time. So it's like, if you have great music, you know, it's really going to make the game...
Oh, yeah.
Just like Katamari Damacy.
Like, soundtrack is very important.
Man, it made that game. But also the game is a lot of fun, too. What is an album that you really enjoy?
Oh, man, what's up? Are you trying to hone in on my fucking podcast, Let's Compare Notes, which is on the most extended hiatus that I've ever taken in my life?
Yeah, we were supposed to do an album together.
Yeah, we were. Man, life kind of got to me.
Dude, it happens. I ain't judging. I get it.
Man, there's a lot of albums that I think are super great. Okay, I need you to re-ask me the question.
What is an album you really enjoy?
Okay. Oh, all right. That's a little easier. You didn't give me that favorite album stuff. I like this. Okay, an album I really enjoy, and that I still really enjoy, and that never gets old to me anytime, going through track by track. It's an album by an electronic music group called Demdike Stare. The album is called Wonderland. And every track on that's fucking cool and weird. And it's weird, dancey electronic music. But it is dancey.
That's the best kind.
Yeah. You do not get it twisted. Like, this is ass-shaking music. But, like, it's ass-shaking music that's real, real, like... specific about how it wants you to shake your ass. Yeah. Let's just put it that way.
I get you. Dem-dame stare?
Demdike stare.
Dikes.
D-E-M-D-I-K-E stare. Like I'm staring at you.
Oh, Demdike stare.
Yeah.
You already discussed this, the first album you owned. Are there any specific sounds that you would like to make?
I have an idea for a music act that I'm trying to put together, but it requires me to learn some piano, so I'm working on learning some piano. But when that happens, that will be a sound that I would like to make.
Game on.
Yeah.
Are there any sounds that you wish to say?
That I haven't said already? Not really.
Word. What sound-related question would you ask the next guest?
Have you asked a variation of, like, what sound, do you associate with a specific memory? And what is that memory? Also, you know, I'm going to put in parentheses, if that memory is super traumatic, you don't have to talk about it, dog.
Yeah.
If people want to, whatever, like, that's your deal, but I'm not out here trying to, like, trauma share with a bunch of motherfuckers, so I get it.
I would say, though, that, that's probably, like, the most memorable, like, with sounds, at least, like, it's going to be a traumatic memory that, you know.
Oh, yeah, man. Lots of motherfuckers listen to music when they get broken up with and shit. Oh, man. Yeah, oh, dude, I have one of my friends who will go nameless, but, was having a real, emotional time with a partner on, like, a New Year's, and, apparently at the place that they were working, they were listening to Prince Radio, and the song Nothing Compares to You came on, and my man just became emotionally broken. And it's I feel for him so much, but it's also, like, some of the dumbest, corniest shit I've ever heard.
Sometimes that's what hits you, though, you know?
I mean, I get it. I don't know, I don't really have, like, a song that I would associate with, like, a breakup. Maybe the sound of me crying.
Yeah.
Like, that's it, though.
That's, and, like, you need to make an album, just...
Oh, no.
Crying.
God, no. Fuck no. That, A, like... I am not under the prescience of mind to be able to, like, record myself while I'm having a breakdown that.
Yeah, right.
But also, those breakdowns are, like, few and far in between.
Yeah.
Listen, man, I ain't out here breaking no hearts. I ain't out here trying to get my heart broken. But it happens either way.
I feel you. V. Ramos, our last guest, asks you, what sounds inspire you to love?
Inspire me to love? Oh, man. Man, this is going to sound so fucking stupid, I guess. But the sound of someone really listening to me and, like, engaging with what I have to say beyond, like, a simple, polite conversation level.
I absolutely understand exactly what you mean, man.
That's really, I mean, I like that, I like that. I wouldn't say I'm, like, a mega conversationalist or anything, but especially when it comes to, like, talking about love, it's just, like, that is really love for me, is being heard and being accepted.
Being present.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's, like, a beautiful sound that causes me to love. Well, you know, hey, again, as I get older, I'm getting, and with more just, like, having walked down a fucking well-worn road, I guess, you gain some amount of experience from that. So nowadays, like, I'm willing to make concessions on shit like that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you got any plugs or anything before we go?
At Coyote Bloodbath, man, I wish I could tell you if I was, like, going to do something cool or creative soon, but that, I can't. I cannot say that. I've had plans since this fucking pandemic started, and, like, some of them have been followed through with, but not to a level that they need to be released.
You know, I get you. I absolutely
understand. It's indefinite at the moment, but if you want to see just me, all my cool tattoos and stuff, and... All the fun times I have with my friends, I guess. You can go there. I don't really post a lot of photos too much, but, like, you can follow me, and you can interact with me, and you can send me memes.
Instagram?
Yeah, and you can hit on me. You can flirt with me. I'm here for it. What's up? I'm trying to meet some e-hotties. I'm here for it, I guess. But, yeah, that's it. Just plug in the IG. If I do release, like, some art stuff, that'll be the first place it shows up. Or the first place I notify people, so follow me.
Word. You got a PayPal, Venmo, or anything?
At Coyote Bloodbath.
Everything at Coyote Bloodbath?
Yep.
Got a website?
No, I've been working on that. Because, you know, a website has to have content.
Yeah.
I don't really have that outside of, like, people putting me on YouTube and shit. And I'm not going to put that on my page.
I feel you. All right, Rahul, thanks for being on, man.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
And thank y'all for listening.
Yay. Rahul Rao. very disappointed in you. Seven. Bang. I'm very disappointed in you. Oh.
Wa-ah-ah-ah, wa-ah-ah-ah, wa-ah-ah-ah.